But to me, I've always felt, even when I was a kid, that the Redskins is where it needs to begin. And I think that it's a derogatory term. Again, Indians itself isn't necessarily a derogatory term. Braves isn't necessarily. Chiefs isn't necessarily. Redskins, there's no way around it, is a derogatory term. And for that to be, you know, like you said, it's been part of the nation's framework. But for me, it's been, you know, the fact that that's been in our nation's capital especially highlights the bad part of our nation's framework. And I think that that is why it needs to be changed. But where do you go from there? Like, you know, this is, I mean, I think coming into this podcast, I think that Bo and I are pretty understanding in the fact that because of what's happening and because of the money, that in all probability, the Redskins are going to change their name. Mm-hmm. Like, that's happening. So what's next, though? Mm-hmm. And it gets more complicated the further you go, Bo. I mean, like mm-hmm. you were saying, the Cleveland Indians, you know, their manager, Terry Francona, has even said that he thinks it's, you know, it's a time for a change. And, of course, if there is a time for a change, it's probably now based on what's going on. But what is it about the Indians, you know, that is offensive? Now, don't get me wrong. I understand why people could see that as offensive. But the biggest part of the problem that the Indians have had is with their logo, their Chief Wahoo logo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over the years, it's changed a little bit over the years, and it's clearly a person with a very red face in a very stereotypical and almost cartoon like poor choice in comedy logo. Now, but what Cleveland has done is, They have already eliminated that mm-hmm. logo, any logo with the Chiefs. Now, it used to be on their hats, used to be on their sleeves. Up until a couple years ago, it wasn't on their hats, but it was still on their sleeves. Now it's nowhere. So for the past 2 years, it's been nowhere. They're back to a C on their hat or a cursive I for Indians on their hat. And so I feel like I don't know what's going to happen, and again, I understand why the push would be for the change, but I think that they've done their best. They've done everything they can to take the derogatoriness out of the Cleveland Indians up to the point of changing their name. I think they've tried to do everything they could now to keep that from happening. I don't know if they will keep it from happening, but you know, you get what I'm saying, Bo? Like, they've taken steps. Mm-hmm. And the Atlanta Braves is the same way. They used to have a horrible, horrible mascot, mm-hmm. a horrible logo, and the Chiefs are the same way. They have, you know, they've had poor choices in mascots and logos in the past, but the Chiefs and Braves still both do is the tomahawk chop as a cheer. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is still offensive to a lot of people, and I feel like they might be able to get away with not changing their names if they can change that and a couple other things like that. But it's really difficult. And then think about colleges, Bo. I mean, the Florida State Seminoles, they still have a rider with a spear that stabs it on the 50-yard line at the beginning of each game. Mm-hmm. And at sometimes they seem very supported by the local Seminole tribe in Florida, and sometimes they don't. Eastern Michigan, when I was a kid, and for a long time, they were the Eastern Michigan Hurons, which is the name of a tribe. It's also the name of the river that goes through Ypsilanti, mm-hmm. and the name of the main street that goes through Ypsilanti. And one of the Great Lakes, obviously. But they were forced to change. Now they're the Eagles. But that was the Hurons itself. The name is not necessarily derogatory. It's the name of a tribe. Mm-hmm. But again, there were issues with mascots and whatever else, and they decided to change. Central Michigan's the Chippewas. Their biggest financial supporter is the Saginaw Chippewa Indian Tribe. So they're obviously working with, Central's working with Native Americans mm-hmm. to figure out what they're going to do. Now, when they were, you know, in the 70s and stuff, they had a spear as their helmet like Florida State did, and they had a bad mascot. They got rid of those. It's now that flying C that you see on their helmets,
mm-hmm.
and there is no Native American of any kind as a mascot or anything or a logo or anything like that. But that's working for progress. And I think that, you know, I don't know if everybody's, especially pro teams, are taking that because it's a private entity. But as far as the anything surrounding Native Americans, Bo, those are my thoughts, I guess, on those. Before we go into other kinds of teams that don't, do you have any more thoughts on specific, all these different teams that have some sort of Native American tie?
I mean, I want to play like devil's advocate for a second. I mean, what if it's meant to glorify like Native Americans? Like, you know, you mentioned like the Florida State, like the Seminole guy who, you know, does the whole routine before the game. Like, what if it's almost like a way to like glorify? It's like, look at us, you know, we're awesome. You know, we're gonna kick your butt. You know, it's like we're the Indians. You know, that's right. You know, like is there any credit for that argument? I mean, is that like an argument at all?
There is, as long as if the team has talked about it with Native Americans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, Central has been very open in doing so to make sure that they can still, you know, honor the Saginaw Chippewa Indian tribe by being the Chippewas
mm-hmm.
without doing anything derogatory. I suppose it all boils down to what the Native Americans think about what is happening with the Florida State Seminoles, you know. So mm-hmm. And sometimes the public opinion on that changes, you know. So where are they at now with their, you know, with talks with the Seminole Indian tribe? And it all boils down to that, I guess, is what I'm saying. Now, Chiefs, Indians, and Braves, it's a little broader.
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, it just depends on what they're doing. And to me, it, albeit way too late, the Cleveland Indians have done a lot of things to finally eliminate the Chief Wahoo logo and all kinds of things there. But the Braves, I believe, have eliminated that from any of their logos or anything like that. It's a tomahawk, which in itself isn't necessarily derogatory, although it's stereotypical, but it's, if that's what your name is, you know what I mean? It's a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
But they still do the chomp, and the Chiefs still do the chomp, and like there's still things that can be done. I guess what I'm saying is that for most teams, there's still things that can be done to ensure that it is looked upon as more of a positive thing. And if they're doing the right things by working with those teams, then that is, then that's your answer, basically. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. who am I as a white person to be upset about the Cleveland Indians if they've worked with Native American groups to put forth a better portrayal? You know what I'm saying? But I don't know how much that's done. I'm not saying that they have done that, but I'm saying that's where the argument comes from. Like, when you think about, you talked about Saugatuck. You went to Saugatuck. It's the Saugatuck Indians. There's a big mural in the gym
mm-hmm.
that is a Native American in a headdress.
Yeah.
It was done by a Native American.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you supposed to say to that? Like, I can't, how can I be offended by that if that's, you know, somewhat of an accurate portrayal by someone?
Mm-hmm.
But again, just because someone who is a Native American did that, that also doesn't mean that that will be approved by all Native Americans. There's so many levels of gray to this.
Yeah.
To any of this, which is so difficult. But again, I guess my take on those would be, you know, as long as they're doing enough, what are they doing? I don't think, and I think that while most teams are starting to try to figure out ways to do things without changing the name, like Cleveland, getting rid of all those logos and mascots and things over the years, are they doing enough in the community? You know, are they doing enough publicly to talk about the positive things, like to talk about Native Americans positively and show their rich history and traditions in a positive way? I don't think any of the teams are doing that enough.
No, yeah.
And I think that that's a big issue there, that I think isn't easily talked about. I mean, one of the reasons that Cleveland was named the Indians at one point is they had a Native American player. They had the first Native American player in the major leagues, Louis Sokolexis, who was from New England somewhere. I can't remember exactly which state in New England he was from. But he played for Cleveland, and they became the Cleveland Indians. And I don't know how direct it was that, you know, scholars vary in their level of linkage of directness from that. But before that, they were named the Cleveland Naps. And it was because their best player, Napoleon Lajoie, went by Nap, and he still is the greatest player in the history of the Cleveland franchise. So how about that? He was the player manager, and they named the team after while he was still coaching. Like, that's which is incredible. So there's other names. So it's not like the Cleveland Indians was not the original team name. So that's also important to know.
Yeah.
It was changed to that in the teens. But, like, they were the Naps at times before that. You know, they had a varying different thing. I feel like there was one offshoot. There was not the same franchise, but they were the Cleveland Blues maybe at one point. But in the American Association, which before the American League, there was the National League and the American Association in the, like, 1880s. Here's your history lesson, Bo.
Yeah.
There was a team in Cleveland. They're the Cleveland Spiders. And Cy Young was on their team. And they won a championship. They won the Temple Cup, which back in the 1880s was the equivalent of the World Series. They had a few years where the top team in the National League played the top team in the American Association for the championship. Cy Young led them to the Temple Cup when they were the Cleveland Spiders. So if you want to go with an original Cleveland team name, maybe they should be the Spiders.
Yeah.
But there's so much there. I mean, I've been to Cleveland's ballpark. Do they do enough to showcase, you know, the positive traditions of Native American history? No. They don't do enough to show that at the stadium that Louis Sokolexis even played there. So that, well, at least when I went there a couple years ago, that was the case. They may have done that. I know that they've put up a new statue of Frank Robinson there, who was the first black manager in the major league history, and he did so for the Cleveland Indians, and there's a statue of him there now, and they're starting to be better about honoring that kind of stuff. So maybe they do have some more stuff about Louis Sokolexis now. But even so, if there's a pro sports team that has any sort of name tie or anything to Native Americans, they need to be so active in talking about and promoting the positive history of Native Americans that we all need to know about it. And that's definitely not happening for anybody. But you go past that. It's not just Native American names, too. I mean, the Texas Rangers, that was a group that is kind of legendary, but also, infamous as well, too. I mean, they were a gunslinging group in Texas that were known for bravery and all this, you know, all the kind of stuff that they've done. But also some of that stuff was, you know, involving killing of Mexicans or Native Americans or African Americans in Texas. It still had, while it had an overly positive legendary status in Texas, when you look deeper, it still has a, I don't know if white supremacist is too far or not far enough, but it definitely had a, you know, white, I guess, I'm not sure what the right term is there, but it definitely seemed like possibly white supremacy, or white, whether it was direct, indirect, or whether they claimed like the KKK to be white supremacists, or whether they, I don't know if that's true. I don't think that's true, but they definitely did some things that would be construed now as racism, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So would you change the Texas Rangers? I mean, that's a pretty iconic name, too. And then we were saying the Crusaders, Holland Calvary's the Crusaders, Hudsonville Unity Christian is the Crusaders. I mean, and it's somebody that's a popular name for Christian teams and Christian schools.
Mm-hmm.
But is it, like, if you look it up in the dictionary, it says either a fighter in the medieval crusades or a person who campaigns vigorously for political, social, or religious change. So what's the change that you're pushing for? So you're either, as a high school team, especially high school teams, even though they're private schools, you're talking about teams that are in the MHSAA, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, because they compete with public schools. So you're talking about team names that are specifically driven on religious change, which kind of can have the connotation that you're trying to convert everyone to Christianity, which is a really hard issue too, because, you know, one of the bases of Christianity is to be an evangelical and to spread the word of Christianity. But at the same time, in the public schools world that we live in, that can be seen as kind of offensive. Or if you're taking it as the crusader, as the warrior, you're talking about a group that followed British kings to the Holy Land and slaughtered a whole bunch of people who were not white and not Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that can be taken offense to that too. And again, I don't know where the line is drawn anywhere, but you could come up with anything. I mean, like, are we getting to the point where we talked about this earlier, the Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a color. Their mascot has always been the dog pound, but it's just a color. Their logo and their mascot is not a brown person, like a Mexican person or an Indian person or whatever. But where do you draw the line? I mean, like, it's the word brown is just a color,
mm-hmm.
but it also is not just a color anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it's just hard. Are we going to get to a point where everyone has to be an animal name? Or are we going to get to a point that's so far removed that we have, you know, that animal rights people are going to talk about the way we portray animals, like, right, in these logos? I mean, where does it end?
Yeah.
I mean, is that going to put us to where, like, English, like, European soccer clubs, is it just going to be, hey, this is the Holland High School football club. Hey, this is the Holland High School baseball club. Yeah. Hey, this is the, I mean, you think about it too. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being Dutch, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's the Holland High School Dutch, and Holland Public Schools is around 50% not white.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more than 50% not white, and definitely not Dutch, but there's a lot of Dutch, obviously, and that's kind of Holland's thing. But when you talk about, I mean, that, I suppose that could be taken by offense people too. If you're African-American, you go to Holland Public Schools. I mean, the Dutch were kind of the leaders of the slave trade for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the same argument we have with tulip time. Everybody's like, oh, tulip time, that's a Dutch thing. Well, all those tulips are native to West Africa. The only reason they were brought back to the Netherlands is because of the slave trade.
Yeah.
So do we stop doing tulip time? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you can make a case on either side for almost everything, and it's exhausting, Bo. It's exhausting.
And that's where, like, my point is. It's like, look, you know, if you're going to... If we have these names, let's use it as a positive thing. It doesn't have to be negative. You know, it can be... No, I mean, I can't say... I mean, I'm not Native American. I mean, I guess... I think my mom said one time we have some Native American in our... But honestly, you know, I'm white. So, I mean...
You don't identify as a Native American.
No,
sure.
not even close. Yeah, don't even want to... Yeah. But, you know, it's like... I don't know. It's like people automatically, like, you know, they hear, oh, Cleveland Indians, bam. It's like, oh, negative. You know, oh, that's horrible. But it's like, it doesn't have to be. I mean... At the end of the day, you know, Native Americans are a huge part of this, this country's history. Unfortunately, some of the, well, a lot of that pretty negative, you know, history. But I think it really could be used as a way to, like, you know, okay, listen, we're not going to change every single team name, you know, but what we are going to do is we're going to, you know, we're going to bring, you know, going to bring emphasis to this. You know, when we take people on tours of our stadium, we're going to have a whole thing about, you know, hey, look, our name's the Indians, and here's why, you know, and like this whole positive thing. Here's what we've done. You know, here's how we've helped the Native American community, and here's how, here's why we're proud to call ourselves, you know, the Indians. It's like, it could be this really positive thing, but at the end of the day, you know, that's up to the organizations and the individual teams. You know, that's really, you know, that's their prerogative. So, I mean, I think it's really up to them to really make this more of a positive thing as opposed to a negative thing.
Right. And then you've got, I mean, further than just that, I mean, when you think about where we are with other names, like the Fighting Irish.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty big stereotype.
Yeah.
You know, but if they're, and their, you know, Notre Dame's logo and mascot is a leprechaun, or maybe not a leprechaun, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. An Irish guy.
I honestly don't know yeah. if it's supposed to be a leprechaun or if it's just an Irish-clad person
yeah.
ready to fight. Mm-hmm. But that's a huge stereotype.
Yeah.
And then you've got, you know, there's a college in Louisiana that's the Ragin' Cajuns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does that mean? You know, like, is that is that positive or not? I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And well, do Irish people think the Fighting Irish is positive or not? It's the same kind of a thing as something like a Brave. It on its on paper, it can be seen that way. You know, it's something you could take positively, but you also could take very negatively. And that's the thing. And I think, like, I was picking on Holland because they're the Dutch, and it's not. You know, maybe it once was, like, all Dutch, you know, years ago. But, like, they do a really good job at Holland. Like, I should, and I hope people are listening long enough to get to this part of it. They do a great job of promoting, not even just a good job, they do a great job of promoting inclusiveness. What's the, I'm losing my words here. Inclusiveness,
yeah.
Diversity, and education about that at Holland, in Holland Public Schools. They do a great job of that. And at the high school specifically, they do, you know, I mean, their soccer team is called Los Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
They've integrated the Latino culture into their soccer name. So they've got, you know, they talk about it. They discuss it. They work as teams about it. And they talk about it in school. My kids go to Holland Public Schools. They talk about that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is huge, and I don't think anybody is screaming to take the Dutch name away because they don't see it as offensive, and they're taking the steps to ensure that it doesn't ever seem offensive. And I think that's basically the thing. I think Saugatuck the same way. They had a Native American paint that mural on there, and I think that, if I remember correctly, they talk about stuff like that with their nickname. It's not something that just goes unsaid and it is what it is and that's it. It's the discussions are happening. And I think that is the most important. That's the most important thing. I mean, but where do you, like, I'm still thinking of other things. Think of the old iconic Chicago Blackhawks logo.
Mm-hmm.
Is that offensive? Is it not offensive? Mm-hmm. You know, there's just so many, it'll never end.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, eventually we're going to get to a point where you're like, Chicago Cubs, are you talking to them because they're kids and Cubs are kids? They're not adults? You know what I mean? Like, there's so many, I mean, that's obviously over the top on purpose, my little argument there.
Yeah,
But that's the hard part. So I think the key to all of it is, now, first of all, I will say I think the Redskins' name should be changed. When I was 7, I thought the Redskins' name should have been changed. Mm-hmm. And to me, the fact that that has endured that long shows you how far our country still needs to come. I mean, that wasn't talked about more until 2013. But if I feel like it doesn't take beside, I think that one's just too derogatory. But when you get past that, I don't know what the right answer is for the rest of names that people could take offense to. But But I think the answer clearly, whether name changes happen or not, the answer clearly needs to be teams and schools and whatever need to be talking about this and need to be discussing it and being able to make sure it is seen as a positive thing. You know, if their team name is, if it's the Saugatuck Indians, let's make it a positive. Even if your name is the Crusaders, let's make it a positive and show everybody how we're making it a positive. And I think that the major league teams need to do that. The college teams need to do that. High school teams need to do that. I think, you know, we talk about in the whole scope of, you know, Black Lives Matter, the biggest point that is brought up is that we need to make sure we're having these discussions about race. And I think that's the same thing for the teams. We need to make sure these discussions are happening, and that is a challenge to every team that has a name that could be considered that. The team name needs to be there. If the team name is there, you need to be ensuring that it can be seen as a positive and be able to, you know, when someone takes, say, hey, that could be offensive, and the schools up from high school all the way to the pros need to be able to say, I understand what you're saying, but here's why. Mm-hmm. And then have, here's why we have it, and here's what we're doing about it. Then I think that's a bigger answer to me, and those discussions will go much longer than what the actual name is of a professional sports team.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
Again, except I still think the Redskins is so awful, mm-hmm. That it's a derogatory term, and if it was a derogatory term about anybody else, there's no way it would fly like that. And I think part of the problem is, you know, people are like, well, you know, there aren't enough Native Americans speaking up about it. You know, if even if it's just a handful, you know what? There's not more Native Americans out there, and there's not more that are willing to be outspoken about it because of the slaughtering that we did when we got here. So yeah. I don't think you can be like, well, not enough Native Americans take offense to this. Well, maybe all the ones that were killed just for being on their own land would disagree with you. I think it's ridiculous that that's still a team name. Mm-hmm. But I think, again, it's a slippery slope with a lot of names, and if you're a team owner or the head of a school or whatever, you can't do or say nothing. I think that's been the biggest problem over the years, is that people don't want to get involved. They don't want to put themselves out there and say something, you know, that question something that has never really been questioned before, because it could lead to backlash. But schools, and if you're going to have that name, you got to be able to back it up, mm-hmm. with reasons and with education. So
yeah,
that's my hot take on that. But I like I said, I'm pretty sure, based on the way things are going, that the Washington Redskins will not be the Redskins for much longer. But I don't know what's going to happen with ones after that, and I don't know what should. But again, if we can all make sure we're talking about it, and make sure, any, like I said, the schools, this is on the schools, man. So if you're a school administrator and you're listening to this, please make sure that you are doing enough to, you know, to show the positive traditions and history of whatever your name is, whether it be the Indians, the Fighting Irish, you know, the anything. Even the Cubs or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Show why it's a good nickname. You should be able, because otherwise, why is it your nickname? If you can't tell us why you made this your nickname, mm-hmm. you shouldn't have a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
So, because otherwise, what's the point? If you're so identified, if teams are so identified to a name, and I'm talking pro, college, high school, whatever, you know, when you're a kid, they, you know, you have T-ball and stuff, they ask you, what should our team name be? And you talk about ideas, and then you vote on it. It's this very democratic process when you're 5 years old. You know, maybe you want to be the Big Waves, or maybe you want to be the Tigers, or maybe you want to be whatever. But you talk about it. Why is that so? Like, and there's a reason you pick those names as a T-ball kid. Those reasons need to be apparent to everyone who goes to those schools or supports those teams.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're the Cubs or the Fighting Irish, you know.
Yeah.
Why are they the Cubs? There's a good reason. Mm-hmm. So let's hear it. Do you know what the reason is that they're the Cubs? I don't.
Neither do I. Fan. Yeah.
So, there we are. So, any final thoughts, sir?
No, I think we pretty much nailed it on the head. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the education is the key, and that is the key to just about everything we're talking about in our country as a whole right now, is having conversations and being educated. So it's not a huge surprise that that should be what's happening here, but at the same time, you know, it shouldn't have taken until 2 years ago for the Cleveland Indians to lose that horrible mascot. And it's, you know, these things are taking too long because the conversations aren't happening. So hopefully, at bare minimum, if whatever this happens with the Redskins, they have, I'm still hoping that theirs gets changed, but I hopefully their just this issue being out there is forcing everybody to get educated about everything from, you know, from, like I said, from Native American culture and history to a Fighting Irish to anything. So you can never be too educated. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens, and you'll see what other issues come up with sports. There's plenty of issues coming up. But we really thought that COVID was going to be a time where we were struggling for things to talk about.
Yeah,
in sports.
I know. Yeah.
And it really hasn't been the case. I mean, except for, you know, a couple of hot weeks where everything had been canceled, and then that was it. But now we got plenty of things to talk about. So in the coming weeks, who knows? We'll be talking about Major League Baseball starting, players opting out, other sports happening, what's going on with NASCAR. You never know. So we'll have plenty of things to talk about next week. But that's all for this week. For Bo, I'm Dan, and we'll see you next week.